Yeah, now from Rashi, it's mashma v'afilu noisen hu levadoi pas achas. Even though this one person is only putting down one pas, still it's good for everybody. And the svar is, since in Metchilu they're all meshtutif, they're all together in one chotzer, so like they're like one family. So all you need is just one pas. Omar Rab, Omar Rab, Chama Bagru, Omar Rab, Yishno Halacha Kreb Shimon. Halacha is like a pasuk like Kreb Shimon. The Halacha like Kreb Shimon, and this is Rav's din, like we said before, that Rav's din, according to Shmuel, was when you have the three chatzerim here, and the two outer ones made an erev with the middle one, Halacha is Lekula, that the middle one is allowed to carry into both outer chatzerim, and the two outer chatzerim are allowed to carry into the middle chatzer, just the two outer chatzerim can't carry one to the other. The Halacha Takim is like Shmuel says. And according to Rav, Lekula, that when you have these two outer chatzerim, made on the roof of the chatzerim, with the middle one, tak everybody's mutter to carry one to the other, only the two outer ones can carry one to the other. So the Mishnah. Misha bo badera. Somebody was walking on Friday, the choshcha, and it became night, it became Shabbos, the choshcha loy. In other words, it was about to become night, it was right before Ben Hashmoshes. Bo yamakir ilon. As he was traveling, was on the road Friday, going home, and when it was about, right before Ben Hashmoshes, he saw a tree. He saw a tree that he knows is exactly 2,000 amos away from where he is now. And from that tree to his house is also 2,000 amos. So the guy has a gvalt gechal. I would love now that my shvisa should be chal underneath that tree. Because if right now I'm chal my shvisa underneath that tree, so Eshton's, I could walk from here to the tree, it's within Apayim Amma, and then I could walk home also, because it's also within Apayim Amma. That's what the guy wanted to do. I want my shvisa to be kind of underneath that tree. What he said doesn't help at all. And the Gemara will explain why, because underneath the tree, Pasha is a very wide tree. There's a lot of reshus, there's like a maybe 20 amas underneath it. So you didn't say which dal damas you want to be your reshus. So since you didn't say where do you want your erev to be chal, it's takanat chal. Mashenke and Luyusuyi said, shvisasi b'ikroi, I want my shvisa to be chal, mamish by the ikra, by the roots of the tree, by the bark of the tree, and that makam, that's where I want my erev to be chal. It loka then takar it is chal. Is mahalech mi makam rag loviyad ikroi alpay mama. He's allowed to walk now from the beginning of Shabbos, from where he is now, until the tree alpay mama. Or me ikra viyad beis alpay mama. And then from the tree further, another alpay mama. And Allah has brought down the zoni, a special kula they made on a person that's mahalach. If the guy's traveling Friday, he's not at home, they gave such a kula. Because Mikra then you don't have this kula. Mikra then if you want to make an Arubat Chumim, either you have to put your pas out there, you have to have bread there, or else you yourself have to be standing there. If you yourself are standing outside, you could be carrying your shvisa. But here you have neither. Here you're walking along the road, and you see a tree 2,000 amas down there. So you just prepare, you say, I want my shvisa to be down there, underneath the tree. So it's a special kula that Rabbanan gave by a mahalach b'derech. That if you know the special dal damas that you say exactly which dal damas you want, your taka could do this, and you have a right then to walk home. Yeah. But nimso mahalach mishach ha-sheicha abois alpayim amma. This person is allowed to walk now on Shabbos 4,000 amas. Because his erev is chal right in the middle. Im einoi makir oisheni boki balocha. Let's say the guy does not know where a 2,000 amas is away from him. Or else he doesn't know this halacha that he could do such a trick like this. The Yomash Visosidim Kaimi. So it's Poshid, he's talking Friday right before Shkia. He knows he's stuck now. So he says, I want my Shvisa Bichal right here where I am. He is Alokha Zokhalay Mekoin. Enechnami is Taka Kaini Shvisa right here. And he has Alpayim Mama Lokha Ruach. This is the Ika case. We have Mamash Alpayim Mama around where you are. Now, how do you measure the Alpayim Mama 2000 Namis? Is Agulois Dibra Bechanina. He's like in the middle of the circle. And we take the radius to go all around him. The circle is 2000 Namis. That's what he could walk. He could walk a radius of 2,000 amas all around him, make it like a circle. Rabbi Chanina ben Atignis, that's the Rabbi Chanina ben Atignis. But how am I going to know? Merubos, we make it like a square. He's like in the middle of the square, and we make that like 2,000 amas this way, or 2,000 amas that way, 2,000 amas this way, 2,000 amas this way. So the mice, he gains on the deal that he could walk the Alachsin. If he walks diagonally, he could walk really more than 2,000 amas. We make it look as if there's a tabas, like it's a square around him, 2,000 amas each way, which is really 4,000 amas then. Kedav, ketav lem rubas, kedei shiye niska lezovis. he has a right to walk on the corners, he could walk to the corner. In other words, really, he could walk a little bit more than 2,000 amas then. He could walk the lachsan, the diagonally, he could walk also, which is one, which is two-fifths more. The zuhi shamru now, this is another locha, this is what we learned, ha'oni mara baraglev, that an oni, in this case, you can make an error baraglev. In other words, you're walking on the, you're walking Friday, and you're stuck out in the woods. Now, you don't have any pasta, you don't have any error, really. So why do we say you're kind of shvitzer there? Like a monoshark, it's not your house there, and it's not your bread there. Elamai, this is the halacha, even though you don't have a house, you don't have a bread, but if your goof, if your body is there, you also kind of the Erev there. Amar Rav Meir, onu ein lanu el oni. It's who could do this only in oni. That means the guy that's traveling Friday, he has no food with him, he's allowed to make such an Erev. Mashaken and Osher means somebody that's in his house, and he has food in his house. If he wants a Friday walk out to the fields and stay there at the beginning of Shabbos, he can't make an Erev Tchum like that. Since he has pas in his house, he badafka has to take pas out there. Even though he walks baraglev, it doesn't help. This is Rav Meir Shita. Rav Yehuda Oymano, echad oni v'echad osher. Both of them have this kula, that you could just walk someplace, and at the beginning of Shabbos say you want the shvisa to be chal where you are right now, even though you walked out of your house without bread, you could do that also. Lo yomru mar from a pas. Aye, why is there always a loch he's supposed to put a pas for an Erev Tchumim? El hokil al osher shlo yoytzi v'ar baraglev. It's only a kula that an usher that's home and he bamasin has pas in his house. Now he it will make on him that he doesn't have to walk out to the fields and be there at the beginning of Shabbos. It's enough before Shabbos you drove out there with your car and you put down the pas, then you came home, we'll make a kula for you. That you don't have to walk there. It's enough you have your pas there before Shabbos. That's a kula. But Yikarat then is, if you want to, if you walk there and you're there at the beginning of Shabbos, where a person is at the beginning of Shabbos, that's Kain Hishvisa. Even though he has no house there and he has no bread there, just Ragzav alone, you're Kain all over. That's the Reb Yehuda the Loch, and then that's the Loch like Reb Yehuda.
When it comes to that Elon, that is already home. Why is not this home Kain Hishvisa?
That's what we're saying. Yeah, that's what we're saying now. Well, you see, I mean, you see, he's not home. I mean, how does the Elam work? You mean?
Right.
So I said, oh, it's a special kula they made here by Boba Derech. It's only a special kula. Somebody's traveling, they made a special kula. That since you wanted to be there, we look as if you're there. It's a kula, a special kula we consider as if you walking and you're there already. You're there under the tree. So if you're under the tree, that's where you're Yishrisa. That's according to everybody because you're an oni in this case. That everybody says, if you're an oni, means you don't have any bread now. You're walking on the road. So, Pshita, wherever you are, you could be kind of Yishrisa. Machlekes is, if somebody's in his house and he has bread in his house, and now he decides Friday afternoon to walk out to the fields and stay there for the beginning of Shabbos, is it kind of the shvisa or not? According to Rav Meir, he's not kind of the shvisa. Since you could have taken bread and you didn't take it, you're not kind of shvisa. So the Gemara, my lo yom aklum. What does it mean? The ratio it says if you said I want my shvisa to be stam underneath that tree, lo yom aklum. What does that mean? Lo yom aklum. I didn't say anything. Oh my Rav, lo yom aklum koliker. With Enechlam, you're not kind of any shvis at all. You do not have alpayim ame any place. Tiafilu l'tachter shel ilom le'motzi ozel. You should know you're not even allowed to walk underneath the tree. To underneath the tree. In other words, you're not even kind of shvis to where you are. Modern halacha. They're talking about now you're standing here bein hashmosis. And you had dasna, you want your shvis to be kind of 2,000 amas away underneath that tree. So we say, underneath the tree, you're not kind of shvisa. Why? Because you didn't say exactly which place you want to be kind of. You didn't say which daladamas. Therefore, neither of those daladamas are kind of for you. And where you're standing right now is also not kind of shvisa. Why? Because you're okadaitoi. You didn't have das to be kind of here. You wanted to be kind of down there. And down there, you're not kind of. So Rav holds, you have no din alpayim amah. What do you have then? Exactly where you are, you have to stay there. You only have daladamas around you. You can't walk out of your daladamas. Hey, since here you wanted to get your shvisa someplace else, and there it's not chal, so there you don't have, and here where you are also you don't have. So mainly you have nothing. That's how Rav. Layom aklum koliker. Yafil tafta shlilon leimotzi ozum. Ushmul amanein. Shmul says layom aklum. That means lebeisay. He can't go to his house. He doesn't have 100% kinyan to be chal there that he could walk another 2,000 amos to his home. Avla tafta shlilon motzi ozum. But he is allowed to walk underneath the tree. And underneath the tree, we give a chumra now, like a chumra gomel we had before, means like a donkey and like a camel, we give him both chumras. Now they're talking like this. He now says, he's standing here, and he says, I want my shvis to dechal underneath the tree. Now underneath the tree, let's say there are 20 yamas underneath the tree, right? There are 20 yamas here. It's a long tree, a lot of shades here, 20 yamas here. I'm standing here and I'm saying, well, my shvisa b'chal underneath the tree. Now, Shmuel says, it's like a true. One of these dal damas is chal for you. Which one, we do not know. So we go to Chumra then. If you want to walk further, so then we say the first dal damas is kind of for you, and you can't walk more than our pai mama from here. Let's say where you're standing now, you want to walk backwards a little bit. Then we go to Chumra and say, no, maybe the last dal damas of the tree was kind of your shrisim. And then we have our pai mama this way, you can only walk our pai mama from the end of the other side of the tree. So the Shmuel says that, Enechnami, the kinyan is chal underneath the tree. Just min asafik though, we don't know which dal damas is chal. So we have to go to Chumra. Whichever way you want to walk, you have to make believers if the dal damas is on the other side that you want to go. So the Chumra, you can't go, the Kitzah, you can't go these 30 amis. It takes away from the Apai Mama that you have. If you want to walk backwards, you can only walk Apai Mama from the end of the 30 amis. And if you want to walk forwards, you can only walk Apai Mama forwards from the beginning of the Dalad Amis. So the Kitzah, you have a Tchum, but just the Gola Chumra, to which Dalad Amis under the tree is chal for you. That's Shmuel's Chiddush. Shmuel Loma. Loyama Klum means Lebeisai, that you can't mamash walk to your house. You could walk underneath the tree. The nasa tachta shlila underneath the tree becomes like a chomer gomel. What does that mean? He wants to walk to the north side of Paimamam. We make believe as if his dal damis is the southern side of the tree. So the ma'aseh chumra, you can't walk too much northern because now those 30 yamas underneath the tree is inside your chumra already. Let's say the person wants to walk to the south side. Then we say no, the dal damas that you were kind of maybe it's the northern side of the tree, so you can't walk our payimam away from the northern side of the tree. So the kids, so you are kind of yeshris underneath the tree. Just which one we don't know. Mesupik which one. Therefore, we have to go to chumra. Omar Rabba, my time of the Rab. What's the sworn Rab? The Rab says no, you're not chal, anything. Why is nothing chal? Mishum deloy misayim masrei. Because he didn't say exactly which place he wants the Erev to be chal. He just said, I want my Erev to be chal underneath the tree. And underneath the tree is around 30 yamas. So since you have 30 yamas, he didn't say which side of the tree, therefore nothing is chal. Vika the army, some said, is the svarin rav. Vika the army, yama rabba. My time with the rav, mishum diksavra nusvara. Kol she'enoi bezeh achazeh, afilu bavasachas enoi. Anything that can't be chal one after another, even bavasachas it's not chal. Like in other words here, when you say you want your shvisa to be chal underneath the tree, so it's like you're saying you want all of it to be chal. You want all those 20 yamas to be chal. Now let's say somebody would say, really, I want the first dal damas to be chal. That would have been chal for you. You could put your shvisa under the first dal damas if you say which one. Then the next second you change your mind, you want to have another dal damas. You can't do that. Once the shvisa is chal someplace, that's called ze'ach hazer. Once you make the shvisa one time, you can't make the shvisa another time. So this is the clown. That kol she'enoi b'ze'ach hazeh, if you can't make something ze'ach hazeh, you can't make the chalos of astachas either. It can't be chal together. In other words, the stira together. Like here, a person can only be kind of shvisa at one dal damis. You can't have more than one dal damis. There underneath the tree, it's like we consider you want the shvisa to be chal, all these 20 yamas you want to be your shvisa. That's a stira. You can't have 20 yamas for shvisa. Your shvisa has to be chal in one place. So, since you can't do it b'zechazeh, it's like a steer with the two things, you can't do it b'vastachas either. This is usually the svara if you want to mekadosh two sisters. You go make the kedushim b'vastachas on two sisters, we say nothing is chal. Because just like you do mekadosh one sister, you can't make the kedushim on the second sister, zechazeh the not chal, because once you mekadosh one sister, the second sister is an erva to you already, the kedushim is not chal on the second sister. So just like the Zeh Chazeh, the second Kedushin, can't be Chal, if you do it L'Vas Achas and say, I want these two not two sisters to be Mekudosh to me L'Vas Achas, the Lachar is none of them Achal. So that's the Svar here also. Since you're saying underneath the tree you want all the 20 Amas to be Yashvisam, and the Maisa that can't be, so they don't neither of them Achal. So Demara, my Benayu, what's Nafkminim between these two Svaras and Rav? Ika Benayu, Diyoma Liknali, B'yabo Amas, Migu Shemoyna. Let's say the person said the Farish. I'm saying I want to be kind of underneath the tree, but not all the area underneath the tree. I only want to be kind of a 4 amas area underneath the tree. True, I didn't say which 4 amas, but I'm saying chlor. Exactly, I only want to be kind of a 4 amas place, which we do not know. But you don't want to be kind of more than 4 amas. That's not Kamina. Man the Yom Mishum Delay Messiahim. According to the first svar, Rabbi said a svarim, that according to Rab, the reason why the Arab is not chal, because she didn't say specifically which Dal Dam is. Is Alocha Loi Messiah Masrei? Ho Loi Messiah Masrei. Here also he didn't say exactly which is your place. So therefore the Maisa, nothing is Chal. Aboman the Yoma, Mishum Kol Shein Vazachazir, Afil Bavasachazinoi, was the second man the Yoma. That's not a svar Rav says you have to know exactly which place you want to be Kaina. No, it doesn't have to be Mesuyim. It was only a svar. If you want to be Kaina all 8 or 20 Yamas under the tree, that you can't do. But here it could be Chal. Because he said, Claw, I only wanted to kind of 4 amis underneath the tree. You just didn't say which 4 amis, but you don't want more than 4 amis, so this will not be a son from Zeachazer, the Bavasachas Enoi. Because you don't want anything to be Chal Bavasachas. All you want to be Chal is only Dal Amis. We don't know which Dal Amis. That's not a son according to Rav. Even though we don't know which one, so Vaitu will go Chama Gomel. We'll say Lechumra. Whichever way you want to go, you'll have to be Machmer upon yourself and say the opposite way the Dal Amis was Chal. But the mice of Dal Damas could be Chal in such a case. So that's nafkamin the 2 times according to Rabbah. If you hold Stamas Svar, you have to know exactly where your Erev is going to be Chal, or else does the cloud know, Kol Shein Nebezeh Chazel, Fidu Vasach HaSeinai. Now for the Gemara, these Kashis, famous Gemara, a few places in Shas, you have this. But Gemara, is this true? Man Yom Mishum Del Kol Shein Nebezeh Chazel, Fidu Vasach HaSeinai, Chok Ab Amas Domi. Doch Yab Amas Komer, because he said Klor, he said exactly 4 Amas. Gemara Gufa. Omar Rabba, Rabbi said the svar was called Dovah Shein Bezeach Azir. Anything that can't be chal one after another is Afilu Bavasach Haseinui. They can't be chal together either. Yes, like we said, when you want to make kaddish two sisters, it's not chal. Eisvei have a kasher on you. Eisvei have bayin the Rabba. Harmabe b'maisvois. Somebody, let's say, has teres, and the locha maisvois is supposed to take off 1/10. We have 10 apples here. Take off maisvois, you take out 1 apple. That's chal din maisvois. Let's say he took out 2 apples for Meiser. He was mabed by Meiser. Instead of 1/10, he took out 1/5. Took out 2 apples. Is the locha peyroisiv mesakonim. The other 8 apples, yavadi lari. They're not tevel. You masakin them. Aba Meiseroisiv mikukolim. You know these 2 apples now, they're mikukol. Because these 2 apples, only like one of the 2 is Meiser. The other one is like tevel. So since it's still tevel, you can't eat it. And you don't know which one is tevel, which one is meiser. So therefore, these 2 apples are makukul. You can't eat either one of the 2. Because what you took now, you took 2 out of 10, really only one of these 10. One of these 2 apples should be the meiser. And the other one, you said it should be meiser, so it's still tevel. So it's makukul. That's talocha. But I'll call upon the other 8 are chal. It's the true mischal, the meiser is chal for the other 8. You're allowed to eat the other 8. Is the kasher amai? Why is it like a chalim the other 8 at the kasher? Lema kol sheino b'zeach hazir afilu b'vasach haseinoi. Anything you came to zeach hazir afilu b'vasach hashinat b'chalim. The mashal here is, let's say you first take out 1 apple for meiser. So it's chal klo, this apple is the meiser, the other 9 are chulin now. Now you take a second apple and say you want this apple to be meiser. Does it mean anything? No. You can't make meiser a second time. Once you took out 1/10 first, that's chal din meiser. The second apple means nothing. So b'ze'ach hazeh, you can't make the second apple meiser. So the kasha should be then, now that you're doing b'vasach, he's taking out 2 apples together and saying one both of them to be meiser, nothing should be chal. So it should be like you have no meiser here at all. So male, everything is still tevel. So everything should be also teat. So why did it say that the Paris almost according to you? I need the Paris. Why? Since it's not b'ze'ach hazeh, I feel b'vasach it shouldn't be. As for the Gemara, Shani Meiser, no Meiser is different. The Isa Lechatzoyim, I'll tell you, Meiser, you could do Lechatzoyim. You could do halfwoods, half of an apple. What does that mean? The Yoma Taktish Palga Palga the Chitzo Kitcho. If you have a few chit, a few wheat, and you say, you don't stand take out 1 wheat, 1 out of 10, but you say, out of every one I'm taking out, I only want half of it to become Meiser. There's such a Zach like that. Half of a wheat could be Chal Meiser. Who is in an apple? When you take out 1 out of 10, you have a right to say Metchila, I only want half of this apple to be Meiser. It's Chal, whatever you said. So you weren't mistaken in the Paris, you have to take another apple and make another half. So since the Meiser, you could make 2 halves of an apple Meiser, that's why it's not Chal, it's not called Eina B'zeach Hazir. It could be B'zeach Hazir. You can have 2 Paris, 2 apples, be Chal Meiser, B'zeach Hazir. Take out 1 apple first and say just half of it, you want to be Meiser. You weren't the second old thing yet. So I take out another apple, and I say in the second apple, the other half of that should also be Meiser. So attack both these halves are Chal. So since you have Hechet Simsa, both could be Chal, here it's not a Chsorof and Zeh HaChazer. So Maisu is different. For the Gemara though, Farei Maisu Behema, Avakashra and Maisu Behema. Maisu Loch Rizv, if you own 10 animals, so we have to give one for Maisu Behema, comes a Kedusha Korban Maisu Behema. You can't make half a behema a ma'isa behema. To make a korban, the whole behema becomes a korban. The Omar Rabba, the law is like this: Yotsu Shnayim Basiri. The way you make ma'isa behema is you count the animals going out. You count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and the 10th one, that's ma'isa behema. What about two of them came out when you said 10? When you count the 9, then 10. When you count the 10, two walked out together. Yotsu Shnayim Basiri. The Koran Asiri, Asiri. The Koran Asiri. And you call them both the tenth. The locher is Asiri v'achar osim uravim zeh b'zeh. The attacker, these two, one of them is Maisa Behema, and one of them has a locher like in number 11. Number 11 has a locher of a korban shlomim. We'll soon see. But a core part of the kasher is, though, that you see the Maisa Behema is chal. Ay, b'zeh achazeh, it's not chal. If you have number 10 first, and then you count number 11, it's not chal kedush at all. Number 11 means nothing. Here we say, when you pick out two of them, a number 10, the chal kedush on both of them. It's not pezeh chazer. Since it's not pezeh chazer, why is the chal basachas? And with the Gemara, Shani Maisebeim. Maisebeim is also different. Shani Maisebeim, the isi pezeh chazer betoys. No, there isn't a kimta that you can have the 11th behema should become kodesh. There isn't a kimta pezeh chazer b'maisebeim. Betoys, that means you make a mistake. The Tznan, we learned the Gemara in Bechoris like this. Korolachi Asiri. When you are counting, you count the ninth one by mistake, you said number 10. It's nothing. Uli Asiri Chi. When it came out to the number 10, you called it number 9. So the Maestu is Chal Maestu Behema, that one. Uli Echad Osar Asiri. And when the 11th one came out, you called that one number 10 also. Is the Locha Shlashtam. I may say, Shlashtam Mekudoshim. All three of them are Mekudish. Even number 9 is also Mekudish. Since you called that number 10, it also has Kedusha. And the locher is that the tenth one, that's Maisa Behemam, and the 11th one is a Korban Shlomim on it. So Maisa, since it could be Chal B'Zeh HaChazer, they toys. If you make a mistake, and you call number 10, number 9, and the 11th, you call number 10, L'Maisa, both of them are Chal. So since there's a Hechet Timsal, two of them could be Kaddish, so you see it's not a stira to have both of them together. So therefore now, when two Behemoths came out at the tenth one, the attack of both Chal Kedusha. Or it's a Sufik, not both, it's a Sufik, which one is the Maisa Behemam. Rakopon a Maisa Behema could also be Chal, two of them, Pitois. So there's no Stiro in the Chaloisim to be Chal together. So you don't have the Klal, a Kol Shein, a Bezecha Zein, or Basachas. For the Mora Vare Toida, you have the case of a Korban Toida. A Korban Toida is you bring a Behema, it's like a Korban Shlomim, except you have to bring 40 Chalas also. With the Toida, you have to bring 40 Chalas. Now the person said like this, Vare Toida, the less they Pitois, there's no Din Toys, you can't bring more, you can't have Kedusha more than 40 Chalas, that's all. For leisi b'zeachazer, yeah, and there's no din of b'zeachazer. Once you made 40 chalas kodesh, you can't make another 40 chalas kodesh. Now the yitma there's a locha like this: toida shenishkato al shmoyne chalas. Let's say somebody made a shecht to the korban toidum, but he had 80 chalas in front of him, and poshli the habamin is he wanted all 80 to be chal the kedusha. Is a locha chiski yoma kitchu olah mem b'teich shmoynim. 40 out of these 80 are kodesh. We don't know which 40, but I call upon him it is chal the kedusha. So that's the kasha. How could it be chal 40 out of these 80? B'zeach is that's not chal. If you would say first 40, then you would say another 40, the second 40 is not chal kedush at all. So now when you say b'vasachas all 80 together, nothing should be chal. So that's the kasha, no chal. We have Yechin, the number of Yechin says, lo kitshu Allah mem b'teich shmeinim. Good, so contact Yechin, you're right. If Yechin said no, you're not kodesh 40 out of 80. But I call upon lo tchiski yet shver. So the more itma lo, omer abzeira, there's no kasha at all. That what our kol mud, everybody's mud like this. If you said beferish, you only want 40 of these 80 to be chal the kedusha. Take it true, you have 80 chals in front of you, but you're saying klo, you only want 40 out of these 80 to be chal. Is the kotchu? Everybody's masking then 40 is chal. Aye, which 40? We don't know which 40, but 40 is vadi chal. What about you said lo yikachu aboyim elim kem kitchu shmoinim? I don't want even 40 to be chal, unless all 80 are chal. In other words, I want all 80 lechems to be chal. The kedusha is alocha kuli yamaloi pligi tloi kitchu. Everybody is masma, nothing is chal. So this is good according to Rabbah. Why is nothing chal? Because kol shein the bezach hazel filu bezach hazenoi. Since you can't make first 40 and then another 40, so together you can't make it either. So meaning nothing is chal. That's good. Now, key pligi, where's the machlekes? We have Yochanan and Chizkiya. Where's the machlekes? Bistama. A guy said, Stam, I want these to be chal. Ma sovar liachrayes komechavin. What do you mean when you said these? You did not mean all 80 should be chal. Your taka only meant only 40 should be chal. So what are you saying, all these should be chal? You meant to say 40 should be chal, but the other 40 should be in achrayes. It's together like the altenayu. If we have a tonight, now, and it's on tonight that Louis Tzu, if something gets wrong with the first 40, then I want the other 40 to be chal. But in the Chalami, I do not mean all 80 should be chal of Asachas. I only mean 40 now, and the other 40 are lachrayas. The bottom Rashi, lachrayas come chavin. Shim yovdu, if they get lost, or yitmo become tomei, chetzin is yiftu bechatzoin. I'll be put with the other half. Vevulu kaim yikach raboy mitech shemoyim. Even though you say stam, all 80, you do not mamish mean all 80, but you talk only mean 40 out of the 80. That's what Chizkiya holds. Umasover, but Rabbi Yechon holds, no, lekorban god lekomechavin. Rabbi Yechon says, no, after he says, I want all of them to be chal, he talk meant that all 80 should be chal. And that's why Rabbi Yechon says, none of them are chal. That since you wanted all 80 to be chal, and that can't be. Because kol sheinu b'zech hazeh filbo v'asach ha'senoid. So middle of nothing is chal. So the Maestro is good according to Rabbi, everybody's masking to this cloud. That kol sheinu b'zech hazeh, filbo v'asach ha'senoid.
And therefore, that's Pshat and Rav, the way he learns Pshat in the Mishnah, that layom haklum, nothing is chal, that since he wanted a shvisa to be chal underneath the tree, which will be mashmi, wants all the amas there to be chal, and that can't be, because the zeach hazeh, he can't have it, is afilu bevas achas enoin, that nothing, no shvisa is chal at all. He does not have a din of a tchum. So the more about it. Omer Abaye, loishon vele bi'ilon, shech tachtov yud beis amma. Is that the way Rav learns Pshat in our Mishnah? That loyom haklum, if he said he wants a shvisa to be chal a tachtov shel ilon, underneath the tree, and he did not say exactly which da'odamis, so we're saying we don't know which da'odamis he meant, it's not mesuyim which da'odamis, therefore nothing is chal. So Baye said that's only if there is at least yud beis amis underneath the tree. Abu bi'ilon shein tachtov yud beis amma, but if you have a tree that does not have 12 amis underneath it, Hare miksas beisa nikr. Then we say it is nikr miksas beisa. We know like where, which da'odamis he wants to be koine. We know where his house should be. Now Pashut Abaye is going back to the svara. The reason why Rav says not loyom haklum is like the first Pshat and Rabbah, is because it's not Messiah Milsa. We don't know which da'odamis he wants to be koine. See, if you have 12 amas underneath the tree, they're like three different fours. So we don't know which one of the three, which part of the four amas he wants to be koine shvisa, that's a chsorin. But let's say there are only 11 amas there. Then we say it's considered like it's mesuyim. Why is it called mesuyim then? So the Rashi is mazbe, because then we say he wants to be koine of the middle four amas. That's like his shvisa. What do you want to tell me? No, maybe no, he meant to be the right side. But if there's less than 11 amas and you have the middle four, so on the right side, you're a half of an amma in those. Now let's say you wanted to pick the left side. Also, you're a little bit in the left side. It's like Maman of Shach, if you have the middle four amis, you're bechlal either side, whichever one you would pick, that is called a davar hamesuyim. So the Gemara maskiv lo, Rav Huna b'rei Rav Yeshua, mimai de bi'aboy mitziyosa komesayim, but who says he's picking the middle four amis? Duma bi'aboy de haigiso, ba'aboy de haigiso komesayim. Maybe meant to pick the four amas on the right side or the four amas on the left side. And if those are the four amas that he meant, so even though there are only 11 or 10 amas, it's still not mesuyim. Did he mean the four on the right or the four on the left? Like Vishvayim, if he meant the middle four, then you're right. The monoshach is included in any way you want. But if he meant the right or the left side, it's not included. That means underneath this tree, there's at least 8 amas. But if you have a tree that only has 7 amas underneath it, then hare miksas beisa nikur. Then even though he says tam, he wants dalad amas underneath that tree, it's takachal. It blives like it's mesuyim, we know which dalad amas. Because whichever dalad amas he takes, the middle amma is included in those dalad amas. So abidi is like one part of the dalad amas, there's just one amma that we know which one he meant, therefore that's called davar hamesuyim and the Arab is chal. But if there are 8 amas, then it's not called mesuyim, because maybe he meant the right side, maybe he meant the left side. Then it's not chal. But if there's less than 8 amis, then it is chal, because for manu shoch, that middle amma is included in both sides, so it's called bevadai adavar hamesuyim. Yeah, all right, we'll stop here.